Krishna, everyone. My name is Indradyumna Swami. I'm your servant, Dasasmi.
Hare Krishna, 我的名字是 Indradyumna Swami, 我是你的仆人。
I'm very happy to be here on this very auspicious day of the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to give the class today, although there are many illustrious God brothers.
我觉得非常的荣幸今天能够在主Nityananda的显现日来到这里，并且呢能够和大家来上这节课。虽然呢我有很多的非常的优秀的神兄弟们在场。
Much more qualified than myself to speak. I wanted to say that I'm impressed by everything every time I come to our temple here in Juhu Beach.
他们呢都比我要更具有资格来讲述今天的这个话题。那我想说的是，每次我来到朱古的这个庙的时候呢，我都会被这所有的这里的所有的一切所打动。But
I'm particularly impressed with the deity worship.
但是我特别的被这里的神像崇拜所打动。As
always, I spend a lot of time in India these days, and I like to travel to different holy places and so forth and so on, but
我总是喜欢在印度的各个的这些圣地去旅行，而且呢，我也去了很多地方。
Nothing compares to the standard of the deity worship here. It's just extraordinary. It's a setting example for all of Bharat.
但是我发现就在这个地方的这个神像崇拜的标准呢，是非常的显见。 是非常的卓越的，而且呢，是为整个的Bharat之地建立起了一个榜样。
Of course, many of the temples have been existing for thousands of years in India, so we can pray to Srila Prabhupada that we can maintain such a high standard for many millenniums.
那在印度呢，很多的这些神庙呢，都已经存在了上千年的时间了，所以说呢，我们可以向Srila Prabhupada去祈祷。 祈祷呢，就是这些神庙，他们能够被好几百，就是在很多很多的年代都能够被很好的维系着。But
it's just so touching to see such a high standard going on year after year after year. So I offer my full dandavats to the managers and to the pujaris and all the Vaishnavas here.
但是能够看到这里的。 神庙能够年复一年的这么好的被维系着，也是非常的令人打动，也是非常的令人感动。所以呢，我向这里的管理者，还有Pujari，还有所有的奉献者，献上我五体投地的顶拜。With
a team of devotees, here in India, we're known as Krishna Fest. In the West, we're known as Festival of Indy. In Poland and Europe, I think some of you may have heard about it. Our devotees are still in Gujarat. We've just completed about a two-month festival tour there.
我呢是带着一群奉献者一起来旅行的。那么在印度呢，我们把它称为叫 Krishna 的节日，在国外呢把它称为叫印度的节日，在波兰呢把它叫称为叫波兰印度节。大家也许可能。 对此也有所耳闻。那么我的这个团队呢，现在刚刚在Gujarat结束了一个两个月的巡游的节日的节目，他们现在还依然在Gujarat。Through
all the major temples, and we were very kindly invited here to participate in their grand and world famous Rath Yatra. So we'll do our best to add to the preaching of. Of that grand event tomorrow and the 2 days afterwards.
我的这个团队呢，是在Gujarat的所有的这些圣地，在进行着巡回的节日的表演。那么我们呢，也被邀请来到这里，参加你们盛大的弹车节。所以说呢，在今后的这两天里面呢，我们也要尽全能的去施展我们的技艺，然后呢，去进行着我们的这个福传的这个工作，通过我们的节日。
There's much to be said about Lord Nityananda. I was looking for appropriate verse to speak on today. There's so many verses. Well, I just opened the Chaitanya Charitamrita to Adi Lila chapter 5, the glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram, and there was verse 204. So.
那么我们今天要讲述的这个话题呢，是关于主尼天丹的话题。所以呢，我也在为这个话题去寻找一个好的世界。但是呢，有很多的关于荣耀主尼天丹的这个世界。那所以呢，我就打开了Chaitanya Charitamrita的2.5章，这是关于主尼天丹的和主包拉姆的荣耀。那么在这里面呢，就有了两三个比较合适的世界。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Go Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Go Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So Adi 5 Chaitanya Charitamrita text 204.
所以这个呢是，Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 第5章的204世界。
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanada Vinda Yanha Haitai Painu Shri Radha Govinda. Translation. Glory, all glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained the lotus feet of Shri Radha Govinda. Of course, this is Kaviraj Goswami.
这是永恒的Chaitanya经Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila篇第5章的第204世界。所有的荣耀，所有的荣耀都归于主你天丹丹的莲花族，在他的仁慈之下，我得到了主 Radha 和 Krishna 的莲花族的仁慈。那这是来自于Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Writing. Report. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Parthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, quote, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me so that I will forget all material desires?" Unquote. Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going to the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna.
Srila Narottam Das Thakur 还证实说，一个人除非通过六位 Goswami， 否则他们是没有办法理解 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的爱的逍遥的。在 Narottam Das Thakur 的另外一个世界中，还说到，没有主 Nityananda Prabhu 的无缘的仁慈，人是不可能进入到 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥之中的。
Srila Prabhupada, we hear of some of the unlimited glories of Lord Nityananda.
我们听过关于主尼提安南达帕布的无限的荣耀之词。
That is very nicely described, very important verse in the 11th canto of the Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam.
在 Bhagavat Purana 圣殿波加瓦坛的第11篇里面有一节非常美妙的诗节。Srila Narottam Das Thakur 以他的诗集 Prathana 而著称。那么在这个诗集里面呢，其中有一首是他的悲伤的祈祷文。 那么这祈祷文是这样的，什么时候主尼提亚南达才能够对我仁慈，这样我才能够忘记我所有的物质的欲望。水拉纳尔坦达斯塔库尔证实说，除非一个人解除了所有的物质欲望，不再去被他的这个身体和感官的需求所满足，他才能够理解主 Krishna 的超人的居所。文达文达。
We're also chanting those holy names.
这些同游们呢，也在唱诵着主的圣名。
Krishna appears in each age to propagate the Yuga Dharma.
Krishna 会在每一个年代显现，去宣扬年代大法。对，圣典巴扎瓦坛呢，就很强调了这一点。但是对于主来说呢，没有任何其他的人可以去传播这样的系统和宗教。对主来说呢，没有人可以去宣传宗教的体系。
Om Gyan Samadandasya Ginam Gina Shalakaya Chaksunimilitam Jena Tasmai Sigurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishnam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Kadamayam Vedanti Shvara Vedanti Kam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktarindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Krishna So in this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita spoken so eloquently by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the beautiful purport by our beloved spiritual master.
在这一节诗呢，是来自于 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的。那么这个诗节呢，是由 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 的非常的精妙的讲述。那么这节诗的要旨呢，是由我们挚爱的 Srila Prabhupada 所给予的。
As all of us know that Lord Nityananda is one of the principal members of the Panchatattva who specifically introduced the Sankirtan movement as the Yuga Dharma for the age of Kali.
那我们大家都知道朱尼天南达他是五圣体其中的一位主要的人物，那他主要做的事情呢，就是在这个卡利年代来盛传，就卡利年代来传播 Sankirtan 运动的这个年代大法的方式。
Krishna Varnam Pusha Krishnam Shango Panga Shaparshadam Yagnaya Sankirtan Prayar Yashantihi Shumerashaha Specifically speaking about Lord Chaitanya as the Leela Avatar who would be recognized, would be known as the Avatar by the fact that he's golden in form, he's singing his own sweet holy names, and he's surrounded by his associates. And then Prabhupada kind of had a disgusted look on his face. He said, in this age there are so many false incarnations. He said, there's an incarnation of God in every street corner of Bombay.
然后当时呢，舍利帕帕脸上就露出了比较厌恶的一种表情。他就说呢，在这个年代有很多的虚假的化身出现，基本上在孟买的每一个街头都会有人自称自己是神的化身。
It's become, at that time, it was the God business. I don't think it's so prominent now, but in those days, it was very prominent. There were so many so-called incarnations. So Prabhupada used to...
所以说在当时的那个年代呢，就是一个神跟就是做神的生意的这么一个年代，但是现在呢已经没有多少人去自称自己是神的化身了，但是在当时的那个年代呢，就很多人都会说自己是神的化身。在圣殿博加瓦坛的第十一篇里面的这个诗节里面呢，就非常的清晰的描述了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是主的 Lila Avatar， 他是以金色的身体 为显现，而且呢，他在称颂着主的圣名，并且在他周围环绕着他的同友们。
Damantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The Bhagavatam is very emphatic on this point. Damantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. But for the Lord, no one can propagate a system of religion. I remember one time in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was giving class. I think the verse was Ete Chamsa Kolo Pumsha Krishnash Tu Bhagavan Swayam Indriya Vyakalam Mukam Yuge Yuge. That the Lord appears in every age and various incarnations, but Krishna's avatar, he's the original incarnation of God.
我还记得有一次呢，舍勒帕帕在文达文讲课，讲的就是这个师节，就是说呢，主 Krishna 他会在每一个年代，化身前来去宣传这个年代大法，但是呢 ，Krishna 是众化身之源。
To quote, Damantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam, but for the Lord.Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Avatari, who is the source of all avatars, no one can establish a system of religion. And in each age, there's a particular process applicable for the people of that age.
然后呢，释迦牟尼佛他就引述了这个师节，他就说呢，作为这个 Swayam Bhagavan， 也就是作为至尊主 Krishna 来说呢，没有任何其他的人可以去建立起这个宗教大法。那么他在每一个年代呢，都会前来去建立这个宗教大法，并且呢，这个宗教大法是适合在那个年代的人去执行的。
So he's famous as Triyuga Avatar. He comes in the Satya Yuga. He introduces the process of meditation. He comes in the Treta Yuga. He gives us the process of Agnihotra, the fire sacrifice. He comes in his original form as Krishna in the Dwapara Yuga. Introduces the process of worshiping the Lord in the temple. But there's no mention of Kali Yuga. At least some people think like that.
他以 Three Yuga Avatar 而著称。那么他在萨迦年代的时候呢，来到这里教大家进行冥想的修习方法。然后在 Treta 年代的时候呢，他教大家以Agnihosa 就是火祭的方式去进行修习，然后他以这个 Krishna 原型的这个身份在 Dwapara 年代的时候降临，教大家去崇拜神像，然后在卡利年代的时候呢，好像就没有这么一个 Avatar， 至少有人是这么觉得的，因为在经典里面没有提及。
Therefore Krishna is called Triyuga Avatar.But this,
所以说呢，Krishna 他就被称为叫 Three Yuga Avatar.
This doesn't mean he doesn't come in Kali Yuga.
但是这并不意味着他在卡利年代就没来。
What it means he doesn't come personally in Kali Yuga, in the sense proclaiming himself to be the supreme personality of Godhead with the Yuga Dharma.
而是他自己并没有以他这个人的这个形象来到卡利年代。并且自称自己是这个 Yuga Dharma 的至尊人格守神。
Disguised as a devotee.
所以呢，他是以一个化妆成奉献者的身份前来的。
Therefore, he's called Channa Avatar.
所以呢，他就被称为叫 Channa Avatar.
Kali Yuga Lila Avatar Nakari Bhagavan Ata Eva Tri Yuga Nakari.Kahitara Nam. Elsewhere in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, he doesn't appear as a Leela avatar, an incarnation with displaying pastimes. Therefore, he's known as Triyuga avatar. Unlike other incarnations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this age as a devotee.
在永恒的《Chaitanya经》的其他的地方呢，就提到了说，至尊主巴格万他在这个卡利年代显现，并不是以 Lila Avatar 的这个形象显现的。那也就是说，他并不是像其他年代那样是 这个上演逍遥时光的这个 avatar 来显现的。而所以说为什么 Krishna 就被称为叫 Sri Yuga Avatar。 那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是以一个奉献者的身份在卡利年代显现的。
This might be you could say confusing to some people. Why does the Lord come as a devotee but not personally in the Kali Yuga? This might be you could say confusing to some people. Why does the Lord come as a devotee but not personally in the Kali Yuga?
对于有些人来说呢，可能是非常的困惑的，因为他可能就会问，为什么 Krishna 他不能够亲自来到卡利年代，而是要以奉献者的身份来呢？
And Prabhupada elaborated on that by saying that if Krishna came as Krishna, people would simply want to imitate him.
布拉帕帕对此就进行了解释，他说如果是 Krishna 要是以 Krishna 的形象来的话，来到这个年代的话，那很多人就会去效仿他。
Because in Kali Yuga the Mayavadi philosophy is very prominent.
因为在卡利年代 Mayavadi 的哲学是非常的盛行的。
That God is one, that we are all God.
就是说呢，神是一，而我们大家呢都是神。
So he doesn't appear as one, he appears, Prabhupada says, in five features.
所以说呢，Krishna 他就没有以一的这种形象而显现，舍尔帕帕讲到了，他就以五个这个形象显现了。
He appears as his devotee, he appears as his expansion, he appears as his incarnation, he appears as his internal potency, and he appears as his marginal energy.
所以他是以他的奉献者、他的扩展、他的化身、他的内在能量和他的边际能量显现的。
This is quite philosophical, but it's important to establish the foundation of our Krishna conscious philosophy.
这个听起来呢是非常的具有哲学性的，但是呢，我们在修习我们的 Krishna 知觉的时候，是非常有必要去建立起我们的哲学的基础的。
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the devotee.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是一位奉献者。
Advaita Acharya is the incarnation.
Advaita Acharya 是一位化身。
Gadadhar is the internal potency.
而 Gadadhar 呢是他的内在能量。
Srimati Radharani.
Gadadhar 是他的内在能量，是 Srimati Radharani.
Srivas Thakur is the marginal energy.
而 Srivas Thakur 呢是他的边际能量，是 Jiva 的能量。
And today Lord Nityananda is the Lord's expansion.
而主 Nityananda 是主的扩展。
It's only natural that Lord Nityananda is the Lord's expansion because in Krishna Lila he's also the Lord's expansion.
非常的自然的，主 Nityananda 是主的扩展，因为在 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面呢，他也是主的扩展。
You may think back to Lord Balaram's appearance day.
那我们现在也许可能又会去追溯主 Balaram 的显现日了。
Some months ago, I'm sure the speaker mentioned that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and from him are coming so many expansions in Balaram.He's the first expansion.
那在几个月之前呢，我们庆祝了主巴拉拉姆的显现日。我相信大家可能都就是讲述者都已经提到过这一点。那么主 Krishna 呢，他是最原初的主，他从他那儿就扩展出了很多很多的这个扩展。而主巴拉拉姆呢，是主 Krishna 的第一重扩展。
Krishna appears in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya, Balaram appears as Nitai. There are.
所以说呢，当 Krishna 他在卡利年代以主 Chaitanya 而显现的时候呢，主 Balaram 他就显现为了 Nitai。
Always together.
所以他们总是在一起的。
Brajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Lord Krishna, the Prince of Braja, has appeared as Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi Devi.
Braja 的王子主 Krishna 他显现为了主 Chaitanya 显现为了 Sachi Devi 的儿子。
And Lord Balaram he appears as Nitai.
而主巴拉拉姆呢，他就显现为了尼塔。
Kaviraj Goswami very poetically describes the appearance of Krishna and Balaram in Kali Yuga.
Kaviraj Goswami 就非常的诗情画意的描述了主 Krishna 和主 Balaram 在卡利年代的显现。
As Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda elsewhere in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a verse that many of the Shlokawalas know.
在这个永恒的 Chaitanya 经的其他的一个地方呢，他就非常这个充满诗意的描述了主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda， 作为 Krishna 和 Balaram 的这个化身显现在了卡利年代。如果那些深小诗文的奉献者呢，就应该知道这件事。
Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Godadhaya Pushpanvanto Chittasando Tumayanado. That I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are just like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda, Bengal, to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and then.And thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all.
我虔诚地顶拜主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda， 他们像日月一样同时显现在了Goda， 就是孟加拉的地平线上，以驱散愚昧的黑暗，并且呢非常美妙地把祝福赐给了所有的人。
So it's important to understand the identity of Lord Nityananda, because Prabhupada said one time, this Krishna conscious movement is authorized. It's not something whimsical that's made up from some person's imperfect senses and limited mind. Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam.
所以说呢，去了解主 Nityananda 的地位是非常的重要的。那有一次是方方就讲到了，我们的这个 Krishna 知觉它是受它是授权了的，并不是说是被一个心智受限的感官不完美的人给编纂出来的一个知识。
It comes from the Lord, it's authorized.
所以它是来自于主的，是授权的。
So Krishna comes as Chaitanya and Balaram's first expansion comes as Nitai.
所以呢Krishna 他就作为 Chaitanya 来了，而他的第一重扩展 Balaram 呢，就以尼泰的形式来了，以尼泰的身份来了。他们是充满了光灿的，他们驱散了卡利年代的愚昧，所以说呢，他们被比喻成是日月。
In the spiritual world, Lord Balaram, although he's non-different than Krishna.Prabhupada said one time, the only difference between Krishna and Balaram, and the only difference, is that Krishna is darkish, bluish black like a monsoon cloud, and Balaram is white like the autumn clouds.
在灵性世界，主 Balaram 和 Krishna 之间是没有任何区别的。有一次，释迦牟尼就讲到了 Balaram 和 Krishna 他们之间唯一的区别就是他们俩的肤色不一样。Krishna 是乌云的这个颜色，就好像是梅雨天的这个乌云的这个颜色，而Balaram 的是白色的云彩的颜色。
But although they're identical except for their color, Balaram he assumes the role of assisting Krishna in his pastimes.
那虽然说Krishna 和 Balaram 他们除了颜色不一样之外，他们俩是没有任何的区别，但是 Balaram 呢，他是以一个去协助 Krishna 的逍遥时光的这个角色而出现的。
Krishna is called Seva and Balaram is called Sevaka.
Krishna 被称为是 Seva， 而 Balaram 被称为是 Sevaka。
Krishna is to be served by everyone. Nitya Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitanam Ekobahanam Vyovadidati Kamam. Why?
Because 那么 Krishna 呢，他是要被所有人去服务的，为什么呢？
Because out of all the eternal living entities, there's only one who's maintaining everybody else.
因为呢，在整个的 因为在所有的众生之中呢，他是那唯一的一个去维系所有的人的人。
And that's Krishna. So even his expansions are subordinate to him.
所以那就是 Krishna. 所以呢，即便是他的那些扩展，也应该是附属于他的。
Even his expansions, because he's Swayam Bhagavan, he himself has the six opulences, and the incarnations they possess.Some or a combination of those opulences, they come for particular purposes, display certain opulences for those reasons in the material world.
他是 Swayam Bhagavan, 所以说呢，他是具有那六项所有的这个富裕。但是他所有其他的这些扩展们呢，出于某种原因而来到了这个特定的这个世界里面。然后呢，是会拥有其中的几项或者几项的组合的这个富裕。
Krishna fully manifests the six opulences.
但只有 Krishna 他才会完全的去展现这六种富裕。
As Krishna, but also as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是如 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他也同样的展现了这六项富裕。
So his expansions are, although they're non-different, they're subordinate. It's a little philosophical, but.
所以说他的那些扩展和他没有任何的区别，但是呢，和他是附属的这种关系，这是有一点哲学性的。
Again, so Balaram he serves Lord Krishna, in various ways. He's very protective as the older brother.
所以。Balaram 呢，他是以各种各样的方式去服务 Krishna， 他对他的兄弟是非常的保护的。
Kills lots of demons.
他杀死了很多恶魔。
And Kaviraj Goswami says that Balaram assumes the form of Krishna's shoes.
Kaviraj Goswami 说呢，Balaram 他就会扩展成 Krishna 的鞋。
His dress, his ornaments, his umbrella.
他的衣服，他的装饰品以及他的伞。
He also expands as the Dham.
他还扩展成了圣地。
Balaram's and Vrindavan's an expansion of Lord Balaram.
比如说 Vrindavan 就是主 Balaram 的扩展。
Mayapur Dham's an expansion, then you could say of Lord Nityananda.
那我们也可以说 Mayapur 呢是主尼天南达的扩展。
And Kaviraj Goswami points out what's more, his Balaram's partial manifestations are Shankarshan, Sheshanag, and various Vishnu avatars. He assists Krishna in creating, maintaining, and destroying the cosmic manifestation.
Kaviraj Goswami 还特别指出了主 Balaram 的偏权扩展是指的 Shankarshan, Sheshanag, 还有Vishnu 的化身来 Vishnu 的。Avatar 们来协助 Krishna 在宇宙的创造中的就在宇宙展示中的创造维系和毁灭。
So, in the same way that Lord Balaram assists Krishna in his pastimes, Nitai, he assists Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes.
所以说，就像主 Balaram 他协助了主 Krishna 的逍遥一样。Nitai 也协助了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥。
But there's a special quality to Lord Nityananda's service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that doesn't exist in Balaram's service to Krishna and his pastimes.
但是主 Nityananda 他对于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个服务里面有一些是主。Balaram 并没有对 Krishna 所做的些这个服务是不包含在其中的。但是 主 Nityananda 他对于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个服务里面有一些是主 Balaram 并没有对 Krishna 所做的些这个服务是不包含在其中的。
And what could that be?
那个是什么呢？
Krishna, in his pastimes here on the earth, enjoys pleasure pastimes of love with his devotees.
Krishna 在这个地球上的逍遥呢，是享受着和他的奉献者之间的爱。
But when he comes 5,000 years ago, he mainly just displays them, like you're going to see in a few days at our Krishna Fest. We display the pastimes of Krishna 5,000 years ago in a very extraordinary way. Extraordinaire, we say in French.
但是呢，在五千年以前 ，Krishna 他来到地球的时候呢，他主要做的事情就是去展示这些逍遥。那么就好像在几天之后，我们在节日上 ，Krishna 的这个节日上就可以看到，就是 Krishna 他展现逍遥时光的这种方式是非常的卓越超凡的。
One person came to our festival program and said, "This is as good as Cirque du Soleil."
有一个来观看我们的演出的，参加我们的这个节日的人，他就说：“哎呀，这个简直是和 Soleil 的那个巡回是一样的好。”
You know Cirque du Soleil, it's that circus that travels around the world, trapeze artists and the best of the world, Cirque du Soleil.
你们知道 Soleil 的巡回表演吗？那么他们呢，应该是世界上最棒的那个巡回演出团了。所以你们这个呢，就和那个演出团一样好。
I've gone several times to get some ideas for our festival tour. It's an extravaganza. It's the greatest show on earth.
为了要让我们的这个巡回演出办得更好，所以呢，我也去观看过。他们的这个演出几次，那他们确实是在这个地球上所能够展示的最好的演出的，就是巡回的演出了。
So the person said, "You're Krishna Fest. It's like Cirque du Soleil." I said, "Well, you know, thanks for the comment, but you know, we're not like anywhere professional as that."
所以说这个人呢，他就说，哎呀，就是你们的这个 Krishna 的这个节日的演出，就像是那个 Soleil 的巡回演出一样的好。那我说，你给我们这样的你给我们这样的这种褒奖，实在是，太客气了。因为呢，我们没有像他们那么的，专业。
She said no. It's better because it has a spiritual theme to it.
他说你们这比他们要更好，因为这里面有一个灵性的主题。
All due respect to Cirque du Soleil. They're very professional. They're flipping, they're singing, blah, 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 blah. But she said, your show is more important because it has a message.
怀着对 Soleil 演出的尊敬，他们的演出确实非常的棒，因为他们有各种各样的歌唱，有各种各样的跳跃，有这样或那样的表演，但是呢，你们的这个演出呢，却是更加的好。原因是因为你们从这个演出里面传递出了一些信息。
A spiritual message. Otherwise, we're simply seeing people twisting their bodies up and down, going around. She said, like the Olympics.
所以你们这里面呢是有一些信息的，否则的话，我们只是看着一些演员在那儿翻转跳跃，在那儿扭曲自己的这个身体，那和奥林匹克的竞赛还有什么区别呢
？I know India is in the Olympics, and I don't want to downplay your favorite Olympic.
那我知道印度人是很喜欢奥林匹克运动会的，所以我不想打击你们对于奥运会的喜好。
Athletes, but really, that's all just kind of physical. But something extraordinary, the spiritual culture. We liberate ourselves from this material world and go back home, back to Godhead.
但这些都是物质的这种竞赛。可是，如果要是有真正的卓越非凡的方面，也就是如果还是有灵性的文化的话，那么它就有可能把我们解脱出来，并且让我们回到守神的身边去。
So in a few days you'll see the Krishna Fest, and we have these amazing puppet shows—not little puppets like this, but huge puppets, larger than life—and it's called. They're all Krishna's pastimes. Two-hour show, just of you know, Russian puppeteer extravaganza, and the audience cries.
那再过两天你们来参加 Krishna 的。这个节日的时候会看到演出，这个演出里面呢就有木偶戏的表演。那么这个木偶戏呢，它并不是小的木偶，而是就是像真人那么，就是真人的尺寸的这样的这个 啊，木偶戏的这个表演。那么这个表演的节目的内容呢，都是 Krishna 的逍遥时光，那是由俄罗斯的这些艺术家们所出演的，情景呢非常的感人，都会使人落下泪来。
Because it's really bringing Vrindavan home.
因为真的是把稳达文给带回家来了。
But you can't come up on the stage and participate. So Krishna's pastimes were like that 5,000 years ago.
但是呢，你却没有办法跑到台上来，真正的参与到其中。那么，所以 Krishna 在5000年以前的这个逍遥时光呢，就有点类似于像这样，像个舞台剧一样。
He appeared to display his pastimes to entice us to come back home to the spiritual world.
所以他5000年以前来到这个物质世界，是为了要去展示他的逍遥时光，从这个展示的逍遥时光中呢，去吸引我们回到家里面去。
He performed these extraordinary nitya lila eternal pastimes so that we see them, we would think, what the heck am I doing here?
他呢会去展示他的 nitya lila, 也就是他的永恒的逍遥时光。当我们看到他的永恒的逍遥时光的展示的时候呢，我们就会在想，我到底在这儿干嘛呀？
I should join Krishna in his pastimes in the spiritual world.
我应该到灵性世界去，加入到 Krishna 的逍遥时光中去。
Like Narottam Das Thakur says, here I am in the middle of a holocaust trying to enjoy myself.
就像 Narottam Das Thakur 所说的那样，我现在呢是在一个空洞里面，试着和自己玩。
So Krishna displayed the pastimes as a means to give us the impetus to take up the process of devotional service.
所以说 Krishna 呢在这儿呢是展示着他的逍遥时光，目的呢就是给我们一些动力，让我们能够开始奉献服务的程序。
Sarva dharmam pradicha jamamikam saranam raja amtam sarvapapibyo moksis. Why should we take up the process?
为什么我们要去开始这个程序呢？
Because it's superior to our mundane material lifestruggle for existence, the human race.
因为呢，它要比我们的物质的生活要更加的高级，要比我们在这个物质存在的挣扎中要更加的高级。
The only hope is divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So,
那我们唯一的希望就是圣 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada.
Kaviraj Goswami describes in his Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Kaviraj Goswami 在他的永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面描述到，
which we heard from Acharya is superior even to the Bhagavatam, and it goes into the pastimes of the Yuga Avatar, who delivered the highest knowledge and the process to attain Braj Bhakti.
那我们从 Acharya 那里面就听说了 Chaitanya Charitamrita 要比圣典波迦瓦坛要更加的高深，那么他呢就讲述了Yuga Avatar 的逍遥时光，那他呢把这个最崇高的知识给了我们，并且呢给了我们去得到 Braja Bhakti 的程序。
5,000 years ago when Krishnawound up his pastimes in this world and went back to the spiritual world. After some time, he was lamenting.
5000年以前，当 Krishna 他结束了他在这个物质世界的逍遥活动，并且回到灵性世界之后的一段时间以后呢，他就开始悲伤起来。
Oh, I went to the material world and I displayed my loving pastimes, but I did not allow the inhabitants.Of the earthly planet, the material to participate in those pastimes.
我去了物质世界，然后我在物质世界上有了我美妙的逍遥时光。可是呢，我没有让在物质世界的这些居民们一起进入到我的这些美丽的逍遥时光中来。
So I will come again as the Yuga Avatar in Kali Yuga, and I will engage the conditioned souls in my pastimes. And then they will really get the Parnam Drishti Nivartante. They'll get the higher taste.
所以说呢，我要再次来到物质世界，然后呢，以卡利年代的 Yuga Avart 这个卡利年代的这个年代的这个化身去到这里，这样的话呢，就能够让这些受条件限制的灵魂能够真正的进入到我的这些逍遥时光中，从而能够获得最高的品位，不是，从而获得能够更高的品位。
They won't just be looking, they'll also be part of the pastimes.
所以呢，他们不仅仅是观看，而也能够成为这些逍遥时光的一部分。
What is our qualification? No qualification.
这是怎么回事？那么我们的资格到底是什么？我们没有任何的资格。
Only the mercy of the Lord that we could be in His pastimes in our present condition state. And the
只有在主的仁慈之下，我们才能够在现在受条件限制的这个状态下，进入到他的逍遥时光中。
Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prem Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Tushe Namaha. You, Lord Chaitanya, you're the most merciful incarnation.
这就是 Rupa Goswami 他所惊叹的这个地方。他说：“你主 Chaitanya 是最仁慈的化身。”
Because you come with the highest message of Godhead.
因为呢，你带着最高的神的信息而来了。
You, Lord Chaitanya, you're the most merciful incarnation. Because
你主 Chaitanya, 你是最仁慈的化身。
Because you come with the highest message of Godhead. You reveal to us the five rasas of intimate loving relationships with Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan beyond the Aishwarya Bhava Vaikuntha where the Lord is worshipped as Narayan in great awe and reverence in Goloka, you can approach him as servant or
因为是您带着神的最崇高的这个信息来到这里您带着您给我们展示了主 Krishna 在 Goloka Vrindavan 的和他的奉献者之间的五种美妙的非常亲近的逍遥，那么这个呢是远远的超过了Ishvara Vaikuntha 的这种和主之间的这种关系的。那么在 Vaikuntha 呢，是大家是以敬畏的心态和主 Narayana 进行着交流，而在 Goloka Vrindavan 大家可以作为您的仆人
，as your child, or as your friend, or as your lover，
并且还可以作为你的孩子。作为你的家长，作为你的父母双亲，或者是作为你的情人，和你一起进行交流。
You're delivering the topmost message to what? The most fallen people.
可是你把这最崇高的信息给了谁呢？给了这些最堕落的人。可是你把这最崇高的信息给了谁呢？给了这些最堕落的人。
Because we're the burnt remnants of the previous ages.
因为我们是前面那一个时代的残羹剩饭。
Whoever didn't make it back in Satya Yuga was born in Treta Yuga.
那些没有办法在Satya 年代回去的那些人呢，他们就会在 Treta 年代再次降生。
Who didn't make it back to the spiritual world in Treta Yuga took birth in the Vipara Yuga.
那些在 Treta 年代没有办法回到灵性世界的人呢，又得在 Dwapara 年代降生。
And who didn't make it back to God in the Dwapara Yuga is Kali Yuga.
然后那些没有办法在 Dwapara 年代回到灵性世界的人呢，就只能在卡利年代降生了。
No one has any right to be proud in this world, no matter what elevated status.Amount of money you've required, how beautiful you are. Everything's fallen in this age.
所以在这个年代，无论你赚得了多少钱，或者是长得有多么的漂亮，或者有什么样的品质，都没有任何的资格在这个年代去有任何的骄傲之情。
Kalera dosha nidhei rajan asti ekam mahaguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangavan.Shukadev Goswami tells Maharaj Pariksit, this age is an ocean of inauspiciousness.
Sukadev 对 Parikshita 王说，这个年代是不吉祥之羊。
So Rupa Goswami is pointing out that Mahaprabhu is giving the topmost process to the most fallen. This is the most amazing thing.
So Rupa Goswami 他就讲到了 Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他把这最崇高的东西给了最堕落的人，那这是最令人不可思议的。
And how does he engage us in his pastimes? What are the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya?
那么他又是怎么让我们进入到这些逍遥时光中的？那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光都是什么呢？
What are the pastimes of Lord Nityananda? What are the pastimes of Advaita Acharya?
主 Nityananda Prabhu 的逍遥时光是什么？ Advaita Acharya 的逍遥时光是什么呢？
Gadadhar and Srivas.
还有 Gadadhar Srivas 他们的逍遥时光又都是什么呢？
Harinama Harinam.Harinama eva kemala Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. What are their pastimes?
所以他们的逍遥时光是什么？
Simply distributing the nectar of the holy names of Krishna, most intimate name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
仅仅是派发圣名的甘露，主 Krishna 的最亲近的名字的甘露，就是 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
And that also is the pastime of all the acharyas who.
而这些呢，也都是所有的这些 acharya 的逍遥时光。
Who appeared since the Panchatattva.All of our acharyas have engaged 100% in spreading the Sankirtan movement. Now they're all liberated souls.
所有的这些acharya 们呢，他们是从这五圣体开始的，就是和这些五圣体一起和主一起降临了，而且呢，他们都是永恒的解脱的灵魂。
They're all engaged in the pastimes of Lord in Vrindavan.
他们都是在文达文和主 Krishna 一起享受着那些逍遥时光的人。
Kaviraj Goswami points out they're mainly Manjaris.
Kaviraj Goswami 就指出了这些同游大部分都是 Manjari.
But they appear in male forms in Kali Yuga to assist the Lord in his pastimes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是呢，他们在卡利年代呢，是以男身的形象降临，是为了要协助主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命。
So it's not they come down to a lesser platform. They're Nitya Lila. They're engaged in the eternal pastimes of the Lord. It's not that preaching is lower than rasa. Preaching is the rasa of Mahaprabhu when he comes to this material world. It's the rasa of the fully liberated souls in the spiritual world, the topmost planet, Goloka Vrindavan.
并不是说他们来到这个物质世界就被降格了，他们都是 Nitya C 的，也就是说他们都是在灵性世界和主一起享受着那些逍遥时光的人，但是他们来到了这个物质世界，他们参与了和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个浮船的活动，并不意味着这个浮船就比逍遥时光要低，而这浮船本身呢，它就是那个逍遥时光，是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他从灵性世界来到这个物质世界上演的逍遥时光。
Golok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan. Therefore, Nartam says this Sankirtan movement has descended from Goloka. Golok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan.
那就为什么 Nartam Das Thakur 他就说呢？就是这个运动，这个 Sankirtan 运动是由 Goloka Vrindavan 降临而来的。
It doesn't become covered or inferior when it comes to this world, no.
并不是说他来到这个物质世界以后呢，他就变得低等了，就变得附属了，并不是这样的。
It just takes a little bit of a different humor.
但是呢，这只不过呢是另外一种不同的情感而已。
So preaching is not less than rasa. We hear a lot about attaining the higher stages of rasa.
所以说呢，传教它并不比 Rasa 要低。 因为我们已经听到了很多的关于要达到最崇高的 Rasa 的这样的说法了。
Yes, we want to do that because we need to do that to go back to Goloka Vrindavan.
啊，因为呢，我们是需要这么去做的。我们为了要回到 Goloka Vrindavan， 我们也必须要去这么做。
Krishna's come here to invite us, but we shouldn't think that preaching is less than sitting at Radha Kund and chanting 64 rounds a day. No.
所以呢，是 Krishna 他来到这里邀请我们回去。我们不应该觉得我们在传教的这个活动就要比坐在 Radha 湖岸边每天念诵六十四圈这样的活动要低等，并不是这样的。
Srila Prabhupada, he is an eternal resident of Vrindavan Dham.
Srila Prabhupada, 他就是文达文圣地的永恒的居民。
And when he came here, he preached to his last breath. That was the pastime.
但是呢，他来到了这里，他在生命的最后一口气都在传教，这就是他所上演的逍遥。
Cooked samosas.
有一次呢，他就做 samosa 这个煎饺。
In the early years, he would personally cook for devotees, and he offered them to the deities, and then distributed them to devotees. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me that he took one of those samosas, he ate that samosa, he said, "I never have ever tasted a samosa like that."
在早期的时候呢，舍尔巴巴他就会为奉献者亲自做饭，然后呢，他做了 samosa， 并把这个 samosa 在神像面前供奉之后呢，他就把这个 samosa 派给了奉献者吃。然后 Tamala Krishna Goswami 他曾经跟我说，他说他当时他就吃了这个 samosa， 然后他就说呢，我从来就没有吃过这么好吃的 samosa。
So I asked Prabhupada, where did you get that recipe?
然后马尔就说呢，我就问了，Srila Prabhupada， 就是您是从哪儿弄到的，这个配方呢
？You know, you can find good recipes in Jamuna's cookbook and Adi Raj's Hare Krishna cookbook, and also where did you get? Prabhupada said, he said very nonchalantly, "Oh, that's Mother Yashoda's recipe."
因为可以在雅穆纳玛塔吉的。烹调书里面还有阿迪拉哲哈德克什纳的烹调书里面去找到很好的烹饪的配方，但是当他们的克什纳格斯曼马尔就问了舍尔帕帕这个话以后呢，舍尔帕帕就特别的轻描淡写的说，那这个配方呢是由亚修达妈妈所给予的。
So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was like, "Excuse me." And Prabhupada just went back to his japa. So an intimate look into Prabhupada's life. Sometimes, you know, Jesus said, "My cup runneth over with love." Sometimes these things just come. One time.
听了这话以后呢，他摩罗奎什纳格斯米马尔就惊讶的问舍尔帕帕：“您说什么？”舍尔帕帕。就没有再理会他，然后呢就回去念诵了。所以这个呢就是舍尔帕帕的他的那些非常亲密的时光的一个展示。那就好像是耶稣基督他所说的，就是我的这个杯子里面是盛满了爱的。那所以有的时候呢他就会有这样的爱的展示。
Bhavananda told me recently that Prabhupada was very sick and he wentYou know, when you're sick, you become very pale and grayish, weak. Prabhupada recovered his health, and then Bhavananda walked into the room, and Prabhupada said, I am healthy. He said, I have gained back my color. He said, this is my color in the spiritual sky, reddish gold.
Brahmananda, 他最近告诉我，他就说有一次啊，说爸爸病得很厉害。那当人病的时候呢，他就会面色灰白。然后后来舍尔帕帕他恢复健康以后 ，Brahmananda 就到他的房间里面去见他，然后舍尔帕帕就说呢，说我现在已经恢复健康了，我现在已经好了，你看我现在这个颜色就是这个红金色的这个颜色，就是我在灵性世界的颜色。
So Bhavananda went, excuse me, God and say, so he Bhavananda went, got a nectar of devotion, started looking through to find out what personality in Vrindavan has the skin that's reddish gold.
当 Brahmananda 他听完了舍尔帕帕这话以后，他就问：“您刚才说什么？” 然后呢 Brahmananda 他就上这个《风爱的甘露》这本书里边去找找有哪位这个在灵性世界的人物他的那个肤色是呈红金色的肤色的。
Like that. So the pastimes of the Lord and the pastimes of the pure devotees, that when they come to this world, that this is the pastime.
所以呢就是像这样，所以说呢就是主的纯粹的奉献者，当他来到了这个灵性世界所向上演他的这些活动的时候，这就是他的那些逍遥时光。
This is the pastime. As Krishna manifests his pastimes 5,000 years ago in Rasalila and conjugal relationships and Sakiras, Vasayiras in Brajabhumi Vrindavan, but on the
这些都是这个逍遥时光。那主 Krishna 在五千年以前，他来到了这个物质世界，并且呢，他上演了他的Rasalila， 还有他的这个情侣之爱的逍遥时光，还有就是以仆人展示的逍遥时光。在这个Braja Vrindavan 这个地方上演了所有的一些逍遥时光。
On the stage of material existence.
但是呢，他是在物质存在的层面去上演的。
When he comes in Kali Yuga, he comes right into the thick of it, right down on the corner of Fifth Avenue in New York.
那当他来到卡利年代的时候呢，他就直指重心。就来到了纽约的第五大道的一个角落里。
Champs-Élysées in Paris, Rome. These pastimes are taking place, and he invites all the conditioned souls to come and chant in there, so we get to participate in the pastime.
他还去到了法国的香榭丽舍，还有罗马。那么所有这些地方呢？都可以使受条件限制的灵魂一起加入到这个逍遥时光中，并且可以去一起唱诵圣名。这样的方式呢，我们就可以一起参与到这个逍遥时光中来。
All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
一切的荣耀都归于 Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
一切的荣耀都归于 Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
Of course, we're not liberated, but at all. But by engaging in those pastimes, Jeto, Darpana, Marjanam.
当然，我们是完全没有解脱的人，但是呢，通过去从事这些活动，我们就可以得到 Jeto, Darpana, Marjanam.
There's no process that is more.Potent than engaging in distributing the glories of the holy name for cleansing the heart of all anarthas.
没有比参与到去派发主的荣耀的这个程序要更加有效的去清理我们内心的 anartha 了。
It's described that bathing in Mother Ganges frees one of all contamination. All glories to.
所以说呢，在恒河里沐浴呢，我们就可以洗掉我们所有的这些污染。所以说，一切的荣耀都归于恒河母亲。
For people in India, they live on the bank of the Ganges or sacred rivers because they know one of the glories of Bharat is you can just live on the side of a river and get purified every day by bathing and drinking the water of the Ganga.
那在印度呢，很多人都居住在恒河的岸边。那我也知道，就是在巴尔塔之地呢，很多人他们都会，就是居住在恒河的岸边，每天呢，通过在恒河里沐浴以及喝恒河里的水，然后让自己得到净化。
But the Ganga water cannot free you from the desires which are the source of the karma.
但是呢，这个恒河它却没有办法去，消除掉我们的。欲望，也就是说不能够消除掉我们的业报的源泉。
You act on your material desires, you get the reaction.
如果你要是按照你的物质的欲望去活动的话，那你就得为此而得到报应。
But chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This is described by.Haridasa Thakur, Namacharya, who fully knows the glories of the holy name. All the material desires, all the karmic reactions go. What's more, the material desires are uprooted and thrown to a distant place.
但是呢，我们的 Namacharya Haridas Thakur 他就教导我们说，如果我们要是去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名的话呢，那么就会使我们所有的这些物质的欲望都会连根拔起，并且被抛到九霄云外，而且呢也会使我们所有的这个业报都被燃烧殆尽。然后 Haridas Thakur 我们的圣Namacharya 他是非常的了解圣名的深意的。
Goodbye. And what's more, he said these things, this is something nice, he said, but the real glories of the holy name is that the chanting awakens the prem of in your heart in due course of time. Goodbye. And what's more, he said these things, this is something nice, he said, but the real glories of the holy name is that the chanting awakens the prem of in your heart in due course of time.
像Haridas Thakur 所讲的那样，就是当我们在唱诵圣名的时候呢，就把使我们在物质存在中的所有的这些污染的这些东西呢，一下都给抛到九霄云外去了，就跟他说再见了，不会再来打扰我们了。但实际上最重要的一点是什么呢？就是通过这个唱诵圣名，它可以真正的唤醒在我们内心中的 prema， 我们内心中的对 Krishna 的爱。当然，这是随着时间的推移而会发生的事情。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said in one lecture, early 30s, I see no reason why all my disciples cannot go back to Godhead in one lifetime.
在1930年代初的时候呢，学了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 在他的一节讲课里面，他就讲到了，我看不出有任何的原因会导致我的门徒在这一世就能够回到灵性世界去。
This is the power of the Maha Mantra.
对，这就是 Maha Mantra 的力量所在。
So that was the pastimes of the Panchatattva. So in Krishna's pastimes 5,000 years ago, Balaram, who's an embodiment of compassion.
所以呢，这就是五圣体的逍遥时光。那么当然在5000年以前，在 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面呢，主 Balaram 他是怜悯之情的化身。
Mercy. He didn't get the opportunity to spread the or to liberate the conditioned souls in the same way as he did as Nittai.
他是仁慈的化身，但是呢，他并没有机会像尼泰那样去解救这些受条件限制的灵魂。
We hear from Kaviraj Goswami that during the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, all the living entities in the universe went back to Godhead. Where were we? I don't know.
如果我们要是听 Kaviraj Goswami 的讲述的话，就是在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu来的这个时代呢，那么就是所有的这些受条件的限制的灵魂全部都得到了解脱，全部都回到了守神那里。可是我们到底在哪儿呢？这个我也不太清楚。
So potent.
非常的有力量。
So in Krishna Lila Balaram didn't get that facility. It was mainly a display of the pastimes. But in Gaura Lila, Lord Chaitanya breaks open the storehouse of love of Godhead, and Lord Nityananda is the chief distributor of that mercy.
所以说呢，在主 Krishna 的逍遥时光里的时候呢，主 Balaram 他并没有这个给他安排这样的设施去解救所有的受条件限制的灵魂，他只不过是和 Krishna 一起展现了这个逍遥时光。但是在 Gaura Lila 里面呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就打开了神爱的大门，而就像所有的圣物体展开了这个神爱的大门，然后主尼天南达呢是去派发神爱的那位大将军。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that and he says, I'm just quoting, that the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his associates are more glorious than their pastimes in the spiritual world. Because you know in the spiritual world, there's a corner of the spiritual world, Swetha Dweep, where Mahaprabhu is engaging in Sankirtan with the devotees. And sometimes when you become, well, when you become Jivan Mukta Sujite, you become a liberated soul in this material, you go back to Godhead. Some devotees go to the Vrindavan pastimes and some go to the Navadweep pastimes.
是了，为什么呢 ？Chakravarti Thakur 他就讲到了，那我在这里面呢就引述他的话。他说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的同游所上演的逍遥时光，要比在主在灵性世界的逍遥时光呢要更加的值得荣耀。那么就是在这个灵性世界有一个角落叫 Swatdweep 这么一个地方，那么这个地方呢就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的奉献者们在一起唱诵。圣名，那么当这个 Jiva 他得到了这个解脱之后呢，他从这个物质世界得到解脱之后呢，他要不然呢就会回到 Vrindavan， 要不然呢就会回到 Navadweep， 去和主进行永恒的联谊。
And I read Kaviraj, I read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said some devotees are in both. Like I don't understand that, but.
我读到的是了为什么呢 Chakravarti Thakur 所写到的就是说有些奉献者呢他们会去到这两个地方但是他们怎么会去到这两个地方呢这我就不懂了
One time I asked Prabhupada a question I said Prabhupada you say that the pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere in everything therefore he's always associating with the LordBut then we hear from the Shikshasakam prayers, the devotee is praying that he's feeling separation from Krishna so much so that a moment seems like 12 years or more. So it appears to be a contradiction. The pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere, but at the same time he's feeling separation from Krishna. So I said, how do we reconcile this, Srila Prabhupada?
有一次呢，我就向 Srila Prabhupada 问了一个问题，我说 Srila Prabhupada,您说呢作为一个纯粹的奉献者他在万事万物中呢都能看到 Krishna, 这样的话呢他就可以时刻都是在和 Krishna 的联谊之中的。但是我们在读主的八训规里面又说呢主就这个奉献者他又时刻都在忍受着和 Krishna 之间的这种分离之苦然后使得呢这一刻更胜一季。所以既然这个奉献者他是时刻都是和 Krishna 在一起在和他联谊但是这会儿呢又有他是和 Krishna 是处在这种分离之情之中的那么这两件事看起来好像是相互矛盾的那我们怎么能够去理解这他们之间的矛盾呢
So Papa looked at me for a long time.
十二爸爸他看着我看了很久
He said,That you will only know when you are very advanced.
他说这事儿只能等你特别的精进的时候，你才能明白。
I remember it was like, you know, Prabhupada said something, it stayed with you. You know, it's like etched in my heart.
释迦牟尼佛他跟你说的话呢，一直就会伴随你，铭记在心。
And then the other day, I was listening to a tape.And I kind of fell asleep, you know, and then I woke up, and then I hear my voice.
然后有一天呢，我在听一个讲课的录音，我特别的困，然后我基本上都睡着了。可等我醒来的时候呢，我在那个录音里面听到了我自己的声音。
On the tape, Srila Prabhupada, you said that the pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere.At the same time, Lord Chaitanya says that he's feeling separation. How do we reconcile this? And there's this pause. I'm like, what? You will understand that when you are very advanced.
我在袋子里面就听到我的声音对舍尔爸爸说，舍尔爸爸，您说一个纯粹的奉献者，他在任何地方都会见到至尊主，在任何地方都能见到 Krishna。但是呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又说呢，他和这个他在饱尝着对主的分离之苦，那我们怎么能够理解这之间的矛盾之处呢？然后呢，就有一个停顿，然后十二爸爸就说到了，只有你到你非常非常精进的时候，你才能够明白这件事儿。
And I found the tape. I jumped out of bed. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was dancing in ecstasy. I found the tape of Prabhupada. The conversation with Srila Prabhupada is like finding an old picture of yourself with Prabhupada, you know, from something like that.
我找到这个磁带了，所以我当时就特别的兴奋。那会儿是半夜两点钟，清晨两点钟的时候，然后我一下子就跳了起来，然后就在这个狂喜之中窜上跳下的，因为我听到了在这个磁带里面的我和释迦牟尼佛的对话，就好像是我又回到了和释迦牟尼佛在一起的那个情景一样。
So, this is a mercy that Nitai, as Balaram, he's they're performing, but it's like jumping off the stage, like sometimes on our festival tour.
那所以这就是仁慈尼泰。主 Balaram 他是像是在舞台上的表演，嗯，在展现这个仁慈。那么就好像有的时候我们的这个波兰节上的这些表演一样。
You know, it gets us so the kirtan so ecstatic that we do some stage diving. We just jump off of the stage into the audience, and all like we have this big Woodstock festival. We participate in a Woodstock festival.In Europe, where 400,000 people come, and our Krishna's Village of Peace is at the center of the entire function. There's a big, you know, stage someplace else, but amongst the sea of tents, the organizers allow us to have our village. It's literally a village, 1 acre of land.
当我们的这个 Kirtan 达到非常极乐的这种状态的时候呢，我们就会从舞台上飞下去。飞到所有的这些人群中和大家一起来进行 Kirtan， 就好像我们在欧洲参加的伍德斯托克大节一样。那么这个伍德斯托克大节呢，它一共有40万人来参加，而我们的 Krishna 和平村呢，就是这个节日的中心。那么主办方呢，他允许他给了我们1英亩的这个地方，然后呢让我们在整个的这个伍斯托克斯特大节里面就搭建起了这个Krishna 和平村，然后我们以这样的形式参与到这个节日中来。
We don't play lots of songs and lots of bands like they do in the main stage. We have one group and we chant the same song for 24 hours for 24 hours a day for 3 days. And that song is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
然后到晚上的时候呢，我们就会在舞台上演唱，但是呢，我们不会有很多的乐队，我们也不会唱很多的歌曲，那我们只会有一群人，只会有一组人在这个舞台上去唱一首歌。那么这首歌呢，我们会唱24小时，连续唱3天。那么这首歌是什么歌呢？就是 Hare Krishna Mantra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
And hundreds, sometimes thousands of kids come and join in the kirtan.
有的时候呢，成千上万的这个孩子们就会跟我们一起加入到我们的 Kirtan 中来。
Something special about when you chant with the non-devotees.
当你和非奉献者一起唱诵的时候，是很特别的。
It's like there's perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. You're doing japa, that's perfect. More perfect is to have congregational chanting with the devotees. Most perfect is when you take the chanting to the streets.And you wake up Jeev Jago, the living entities, and you see their excitement and the taste they're getting from their first experience of chanting Hare Krishna.
就好像是有完美、更完美和最完美。那当你去念诵 Japa 的时候呢，就是完美。当你和一些奉献者一起聚在一起唱诵圣名的时候呢，就是更完美。那么当把这个唱诵给带到街上去唱诵的时候，那会儿就变成了更完美。那么这会儿呢，你可以去用这个圣名去唤醒受条件限制的灵魂 Jeev Jago， 并且呢，看着他们的非常的兴奋的样子，看着他们第一次去品尝圣名的甘露的样子。
That because the holy name is most merciful there at that time.
因为在那个时候呢，圣名是最仁慈的。
So we're seeing these reactions like this, all these kids. So sometimes, just to encourage the kids, some of the senior devotees, they'll dive into the audience, because that's what they do, you know, these kids. So we kind of imitate them. And then they keep...
所以呢，就看着这些孩子们就特别的兴奋，所以有的时候我们很年长的这些奉献者们呢，他们就会去学着，孩子们愿意做的事情，就是从舞台上一下飞进去，就是飞到这些孩子们中间去，和他们一起来进行唱诵。
Yeah, you know, we're like this, and all these karmic kids are going, and we're chanting like that. We're in...
这样的话就能够和所有的这些人，当然他们很多人都是karmic们，一起来唱诵kirtan。
Engaging them in the Sankirtan movement. So Lord Nityananda, that's what he does.
这样的话呢，就能够让他们也开始进入到这个 Sankirtan 的运动中来。那么这个也就是主 Nityananda 所做的事情。
And by engaging the conditioned souls in the chanting of the Maha Mantra, they become liberated. So he delivers them.
而且呢，让这些受条件限制的灵魂能够去从事唱诵的这个活动，而让他们得到了解脱。所以朱尼提安南达呢，就以这样的方式解脱了他们。
Nitai pada kamalam koti chandra shushitala yajai jaya jagat jivaya. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like the cool moonlight of a million moons, under whose shelter everyone can find relief from the blazing fire of material suffering.
主尼提安南达的莲花足就好似是千万轮月亮所散发出来的清凉的月光，它可以使任何托庇在它的莲花足下的人都能够感受到从这烈焰般的物质苦难中的解脱。
So he's a very special incarnation.
所以说他是一位非常特别的化身。
Because Mahaprabhu, you know, he preached to the elite.
因为大家知道，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是向那些精英们去传教的。
The upper class, we say in French, the bourgeois.
他是向上流社会去传教的，用这个法文来说就是 bourgeois。
It's not easy to preach to the bourgeois. I was in France for 15 years. You know, I could go on the streets and do harinam with the people at the marché de puce, which means the flea market, or the
在向上流社会像这些 bourgeois 们去传教并不是件容易的事情。那我呢在法国服务了15年的时间，那我可以在街上去和大家一起来进行 harinam， 我也可以在跳蚤市场里面去和那些人一起唱诵圣名。
The marché de Pigalle, we would go and there'd be all, you know, the lower class people. We'd chant and dance with them. It was so nice.
那么这些处于低阶层的人呢我们可以一起非常欢阔的唱歌和跳舞。
But to approach the bourgeois, the people who lived in the arrondissements, in their big buildings with locked doors and gates, very hard to get to them.
但是如果是像这些上流社会的人去传教就不那么容易了，很难进入到他们所居住的深宅大院里面。
And very difficult to deliver them because they're in very good condition. Why I should accept God? One man said to me one time.
因为他们是处在非常的舒服的这种条件下的，所以他们就会在想，那我为什么要接受神呢？所以有一次有一个人就对我说
，I am living very nicely. I don't need God.
他说呢，我生活的舒舒服服的，我根本就不需要神。
Hard to preach to someone who's intoxicated with.Beauty, with wealth, with fame, with knowledge. It's difficult.
所以当一个人沉醉在他的名声、美貌、知识，还有这个财富的时候呢，是很难去解救他们的，是很难的。
So Mahaprabhu would do that. He preached to the intelligentsia.
所以马哈巴布会这么做的，他会去向那些知识分子传教。
He delivered Pakasananda Saraswati.
他就解救了 Pakasananda Saraswati.
He was Mayavad. Okay, so Mayavadis are the worst offenders, but they're not fools.
Pakasananda Saraswati 他是一个 Mayavadi. Okay, 那么这个 Mayavadi 呢，他们是非常最不好的冒犯者。但是他并不是傻瓜。
Yashodananda and Guru Kripa Maharaj, they had to study for years before they went to South India and could preach to the pundits and the Mayavadi sannyasis in South India. It wasn't just, you know, you better accept Krishna or you're going to hell.
Yashodananda Maharaj 和 Guru Kripa Maharaj, 他们得学习很多年才有可能到南印度去传教，就像那些 pundit 们去传教。并不是说是只是简单的跟他们说你得有 Krishna 知觉，否则你就得进到地狱去了。
You have to learn all the verses from the shastras. You have to be experienced. You have to be purified. You have to be intelligent.
你呢就必须要从所有的这些经典里面去熟读这些诗文，然后呢还必须要让自己变得净化，而且呢还要让自己有智慧才行。
So Mahaprabhu, he preached.To the Prakashananda Saraswatis, he preached to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Yes, he's a devotee, but before he was a devotee, he was a logician.
的确是这样的。朱查丹尼马哈帕布呢，他就要去解救 Prakashananda Saraswati， 还有他要向这个 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 这样的人去进行传教。那么，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他后来是一个奉献者，但他成为奉献者之前呢，他是一个逻辑学家。
The head priest in Jagannath Puri.
是 Jagannath Puri 的首席祭司。
Very intelligent, but he couldn't even recognize that Lord Chaitanya was God until the Lord was in his house for 7 days, and then he got, oh, you're Bhagavan.
他特别的有智慧，但是呢，他却没有办法认出主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是神本人，直到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在他们家一连住了7天之后，他才认识到，哦，您就是 Bhagavan。
He preached to Maharaj Pataparudra, big king.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还向 Pataparudra 王去传教了。Pataparudra 王是一个特别了不起的国王。
Also very intelligent.
也特别的有智慧。
But for the mass of people, Mahaprabhu sent out his commander-in-chief, Lord Nityananda, who went with Haridas Thakur, door to door. If it's good enough for God,It's good enough for us.
但是呢，对于像这些广泛的人民的这个传教呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就派出了他的大代表，主 Nityananda Prabhu 和 Haridas Thakur 一起挨家挨户的去对他们进行复传，就他们所传播的这个观念，如果要是对主都特别的适用的话，那么对我们也应该是非常的适用的。
We should never hesitate to go out on Sankirtan. Oh, you know, I have something more important to do. That's the most important activity.
所以对于我们来说呢，就不应该迟疑的要到大街上去传教。我们总是会在想，哎呀，我不能够到外面去，因为呢，我还有好多更重要的事情要做呢。其实并不是这样的，这是我们应该做的最重要的一件事情。
One time, a devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada,Everyone loves you. Prabhupada said, yes, that's because I love everyone.
有一次一位奉献者就对 Srila Prabhupada 说 Prabhupada, 所有人都特别的爱您。 Srila Prabhupada 说是的，因为我爱每个人。
And that love is manifested when you see your lover in distress, you have to go out and help them.
那么这个爱是怎么样展现的呢？当你看到你所爱的人在受苦的时候呢，你就应该去救你的爱人。
The whole world is suffering.
现在整个的世界都在受苦。
So, to go out and preach, Bhaktivin Thakur said, when will my humility manifest? And with a lowly heart, I'll go out to preach the divine command.
所以我们现在就需要到外面去进行复传。Bhaktivin Thakur 就讲到了，当我的谦卑真正显现的时候呢，我就会怀着低微的心到外面去传播这最神圣的圣令。
Begging for that opportunity. So that's Nittai.
去向大家去祈求，所以这就是 Nittai 所做的事情。
He goes out door to door. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur glorifies him by saying that he's taught the Simha.
所以主尼泰呢，他就会挨家挨户的去向大家传播 Krishna 的知觉。所以说呢，Vrindavan Das Thakur 他就讲到了，他是 Vrindavan-das Thakur 呢就荣耀主 Nityananda 说他是 Tattva Simha。
The very limit of the absolute truth, because he's Purna Shakti, the total potency of God, Shesha Vigraha, the embodiment of service, and Murti Mana Krishna Prem. Nitai is a very embodiment of love of God.
因为 Nitai 他本来就是绝对真理，他是 Purna Shakti, 但是神的整个的这种力量的展现，而且呢，他也是 Shesha Vigraha, 他是服务的化身，所以尼泰呢，他是主的真正的爱的化身。
So we know that his pastimes, they began at a very early age because Krishna says, one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, never takes birth again in this material world. So,
所以尼泰的逍遥时光是。主 Krishna 在他早期的时候就说过，任何一个了解我的显现和活动的超然本质的人，就不会再次回到这个物质世界中来。
The Lord appears as something extraordinary.
所以说呢，主他的展现是一个卓越非凡的事情。
And he appeared as the son of Hadai Pandit and Mother Padmavati.
主 Nityananda 呢，他就显现为 Hadai Pandit 和 Padmavati 母亲的孩子。
In the village of Ekachakra.
他是在 Ekachakra 村出生的。
In the year 1473.
在1473年的时候出生的。
By the calculation of our Krishna calendar.
这个年份呢，是通过我们的 Krishna 的日历。来计算出来的这个年限。
Actually, Hadai Pandit and Mother Padmavati, they were unable to conceive a child.
Hadai Pandit 和 Padmavati 母亲，他们两个人一直都怀不上孩子。
Since they were married, but Shastra says that one night a great sage appeared. To Mother Padmavati in her dream, and he said to her, "Do not worry; you will soon have as your son a Mahapurusha possessing unlimited shakti."
自从他们俩结婚以后呢，一直就没有孩子。但是有一天晚上呢，有一位圣人就展现在了 Parmati 妈妈的梦里面。他说呢，你不用着急，很快你就会怀上一个 Mahapurusha 的。孩子，而且这个孩子呢，他会展现出无限的 shakti， 无限的力量。
Who will deliver thousands of sinners from bondage？
那这个孩子呢，他会解救成千上万的被束缚着的人们。
Can you imagine, ladies? If you're newly married and you're going to have children, and then you have a dream, one saintly person appears in your dream, and He says, "Do not worry; you will soon have as your son a Mahapurusha possessing unlimited shakti, who will deliver thousands of sinners from bondage." I mean, just to have a Krishna conscious dream is something unusual.
所以在场的女士们，请你们想象一下，如果你要是刚刚结婚，然后呢，你想要一个孩子，然后有一天在你晚上做梦的时候呢，就梦见了一位圣人。这位圣人在你的梦里面说不用担心，有一位 Mahapurusha 的。这么一个形象呢，会就一位 Mahapurusha， 他会作为你的孩子而降生，而这个孩子呢会有很多的这个 shakti， 而且呢他会解救很多很多的人。我的意思是说，如果我们要是有一个关于 Krishna 知觉的一个梦，已经是非常的不寻常的一件事情了。
Although I was speaking with a young girl the other day, she was only 7.
有一天呢，我和一个才七岁的一个小女孩有了一番交谈。
And I said, you know, we were just walking with some children, so you know, you talk to the children in a simple way. And I said to this little girl, I said, she's an ISKCON devotee, and living in Vrindavan. She's born in Vrindavan.
跟在一起散步，那在跟孩子一起聊天的时候呢，肯定是用孩子的这个语言在跟他讲话。 聊得很简单的这些话。那么这个孩子呢，他是一位奉献者，他是出生在稳当稳的奉献者家庭里面的一个小奉献者。
I said, do you ever have any dreams about Krishna?
我问他你有没有做过关于 Krishna 的梦。
To me, like, what do you mean? Every night.
然后呢，他就问我，他说你什么意思呢？我每天晚上都做这样的梦。
Oh, really?
我真的。
So, but she says mainly I dream of Radharani.
但是他又说呢，但是我这梦里边一般都是梦到的是 Radharani.
I said, I see. Okay.
我说哦，我知道了，好吧。
So, what do you dream? She said, "Well, I'm always doing seva for Radharani." I'm.
然后我就问他，那你梦见什么了呢？他说呢，我总是梦见我在给 Radharani 做服务。
Been making garlands, and you know, you have to make the sandalwood taste in a particular way. It has to be particular consistency with a particular color. You know? I said, "No, I don't know." She said, "You don't know?"
说呢，我在给Radharani 穿花环，还有呢，就是给他弄这个檀香浆。他说，你知道吗？就是给Radharani弄这个檀香浆液啊，它有一个特别的这种方法，而且呢，就是这个颜色呀，也总是要一致。你知道这事儿吗？我说我不知道这事儿。
And the garland has to be this long. He presented to Radha at the right time in the morning. She was this kid.
然后他说呢，就是这个花环呢，这个长度也只能这么长，而且呢，你每天清晨的时候，那个给他送花环的这个时间也必须得是对的这个时间。我在想，我是在跟这个孩子在进行这样的交谈。
She said, "But you have to give the garland. But when you give it to Radha, she gives it to Krishna. But don't be discouraged."
然后他又说呢。就这个花环给了 Radharani 之后呢 ，Radharani 还会把这个花环送给 Krishna， 但是呢，你不要因为听到这件事情而感到气馁。
Okay, I won't.
我说好吧，我不会气馁的。
Because she does everything for Krishna because she's Krishna's greatest devotee and she got like all teary-eyed.
因为呢，她是为。他是这个 Krishna 的特别伟大的一位奉献者，然后呢，他做的所有的事情都是为 Krishna 做的。他怎么说着说着的时候呢，这个眼睛里面就含了泪水。
So I said, I'd like to serve Radharani too. She said, you can't.
然后我说呢，那我也想给 Radharani 做服务。然后小姑娘就说你不行。
Excuse me? She said, you can't.I said, why? Because you're in a male body.
我说你说什么？然后他就说你不行。然后我就问他为什么我不行啊？他说因为你是男生。
Hi Krishna. So we took prasadam. I took some prasadam off her plate and ate it. So the mother, the future mother of Lord Nityananda, she had that dream.
所以说呢，朱尼提亚南达的母亲就做了这样一个梦。
So after the birth of Nita, it was seen that he wasn't an ordinary child because when he would play, they wouldn't play, you know, just games. They would do lila.
所以当朱尼提亚南达出生之后呢，就说到他并不是一个普通的孩子，因为当他在玩的时候呢，他不会去做游戏，而是呢，他会去。演戏就是演这个 Lila 逍遥时光里面的这些戏
and they knew the Lilas very well
而且呢这些孩子们呢就非常的熟知这些 Lila 们
and they knew the Lilas very well
而且呢这些孩子们呢就非常的熟知这些 Lila 们
one time he fell on the boys were doing Ramayan and he fell unconscious
有一次呢，这些孩子们呢，他们在演 Ramayana 罗摩衍那，然后尼泰呢就晕过去了，失去了知觉。
From the fight, and he only revived himself when the boy who was playing Hanuman brought some Sanjivani.
就是在演这个打斗的这个戏的时候呢，晕过去了。那只有当演哈努曼的这个孩子给他拿来了一些 Sanjivani 的这个草药之后呢，他才从这个昏迷的状态中醒过来。
the life-saving herb to revive him. So all the parents were thinking, how do they know all these pastimes?
所以呢，这些家长们他们就在想，这些男孩们他们怎么能够这么了解做这些逍遥时光呢？
But during his youth, he grew up a very fine young boy. When he was 12, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip.
然后呢，这个朱尼天丹丹呢，他就长成了一个英俊的少年。然后在他大概十二岁的时候呢，朱柴泰涅马哈法布呢就显现在了 Navadvip。
Because Balaram is a little older than Krishna, so when they appear together in Gaurlila, then Nitai was a little older as well. So,
因为 Balaram 呢比 Krishna 大一点儿，所以说呢，当他们共同在 Gaurlila 里面显现的时候呢，Nitai也比主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢稍微年长一些。
Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip, and when he appeared in Navadvip, it's described.By Vrindavan Das Thakur, that Lord Nityananda roared so loud, he made the whole entire universe fall unconscious.
Nityananda, 他在Navadvip 显现的时候，Vrindavan Das Thakur 就描述说呢，主 Nityananda 他大声的吼叫，使得整个的宇宙里面的这些生物体全都晕了过去。
And he thought, how will I ever leave?This Ekachakra. My mother and father have so much affection for me.
他就在想，我的父母双亲这么的爱我，我怎么能够离开 Ekachakra 这个地方呢？
But one day, to make a long story short, because we can't go on all day, but one day a very tall sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit, and as you know the pastime, because when a sannyasi...One of the renounced order visits the household and gives the most precious gift of transcendental knowledge to the household, and the householders reciprocate by feeding him or loving something, they give a donation. And actually it's stated, whatever a sannyasi wants, you have to give him.
然后有一天呢，一位非常高大的 sannyasi 就来到了哈代潘迪的家里面。那这会儿呢，我要长话短说这个故事，因为我们不可能一直这么持续下去。那在那个年代呢，就是当 Sanyasi 他来到了一个居士的家里面，并且把这超人的知识给予了居士家庭的时候呢，那么居士就要以布施还有为这位 Sanyasi 准备餐食的这个方式去款待这位 Sanyasi。 而且呢，当 Sanyasi 向这个居士去索要任何东西的时候呢，这个居士是不能够拒绝的，居士必须要把Sanyasi想要的东西送给他。
Whatever he wants, you have to give him because you have confidence. So use it 100% in Krishna service.
大家听到这一点了吗？就是他们要什么，你都必须要给他，因为你完全的有信心。他们拿到了这样东西之后呢，是一定会用在 Krishna 知觉之中的。
So then, Adai Pandit, out of tradition.Comes to me, he said, "So, Allah, what would you like?" Here's.
所以说，根据这个传统呢，哈雷潘迪特就问这位 Sanyasi， 爸爸，那您想要点什么呢
？Son.
这位 Sanyasi 说，我想要您的儿子。
What? I want your son.
你说什么？我想要您的儿子。
So, Hadai Pandit went and consulted with Bamavati, but she.She had to agree, but she was crying and crying and crying, but they gave. And the tall renunciate was walking out of the house with Lord Nityananda. And,
So Hadai Pandit 就去咨询 Paramavati 的意见。Paramavati 妈妈她不能够不同意，但是她就使劲的哭啊哭啊哭啊。但是他们最终呢，还是把尼提安丹的把尼泰给了这位 Sanyasi， 然后 Sanyasi 和尼泰他们两人就一起绕拜，哈代潘迪特和 Paramati 妈妈的家。
Then Mother Padmavati said to the sadhu, "Please don't take my life from me."
然后 Paramati 对这位圣人说：“请你不要把我的生命拿走。”
Prandanahe.Jaya Radha Rasa Bihari Radha Rasa Bihari Pran Dana He Pada Prandanahe. Deity Krishna is the life and soul of the devotee.
Krishna 的神像是奉献者的生命和灵魂。
One time Prabhupada was in Los Angeles and he was praying for a long time in front of Rukmini Dwarkadish.
有一次十二爸爸在洛杉矶在他的 Rukmini Dwarkadish 的神像面前祈祷了很久。
Nanda Kumar asked him, Prabhupada, what are you praying?
Nanda Kumar Prabhu 就问他说爸爸您在祈祷什么呢？
Said, Prabhupada, I am praying to Rukmini Dwarkadish to please engage me in the service of Radharasa Bihari in Bombay.
舍尔帕帕说呢，我在向Rukmini Dwarkadish 在祈祷，能够让我为在孟买的Rasa Bihari 做一些服务。
So these deities are the heart. The Acharya asked the Lord to appear in that form, so they're the life and soul of those.So if the Lord appears in your home as your son, then he's your life and soul. So, Mother.
所以说呢，这个神像是奉献者的生命和灵魂，是主让这个神像以这样的形式展现在了你的家里面，显现在了你的家里面。所以说呢，当主作为儿子出现在你的家里面的时候。
Padmavati was saying.To the sadhu, don't take my nitai away. He's my life. It's like taking the soul from the body.
所以说 ，Parmati 妈妈就对这位圣人说，请你不要把nitai从我的身边带走，因为他是我的生命和灵魂。
So that sannyasi, he took from his bag a deity of Muralidhar.
所以呢，这位圣人就从他的书包里面拿出了一个 Muralidhar 的一个神像。
Krishna playing the flute, and gave that deity to Mother Padmavati, and he said, he will fulfill all your desires.
这个神像呢是主吹笛子的一个形象的神像，然后他就把这个神像给了 Parmati 妈妈说，你拿着这个神像，那么这个神像呢，它会满足你内心所有的愿望。
In fact, you will see your own son in this deity.
事实上呢，你会从这个神像身上看到你自己的儿子。
Archivigraha means the mercy incarnation of the Lord.
所以这就是神像崇拜。Archivigraha 的意思呢是，主的仁慈的化身。
When Lord Chaitanya gave the Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami.He said, if you worship this Shila according to the proper standard as I've given you, a very simple standard, one day within this Shila, you will see the son of Maharaj Ananda. And this is the hope of every Pujari.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把 Golden Shila 给 Raghunath Das Goswami 的时候，他说，如果你要是按照我所教你的这个程序，这个程序是一个非常简单的一个程序，去崇拜这个 Golden Shila 的话，总有一天你能够从这个 Shila 上看到 Nanda Maharaj 的爱儿。那么这个呢，也是所有的，这也是所有的崇拜神像的 Pujari 的内心的夙愿。
My dear Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda, the young Brahmana said.
这个年轻的 Brahma 说呢，说我亲爱的主啊，你并不是一个雕像，而你呢，直接就是 Nanda Maharaj 的爱儿。